This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Yes, you've tuned into the Daily Companion, Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m., Radio Kapsa Council with Bongani and Lindiwe on the Father's Love Show on the 3rd of March, 2021. I'm not alone, in case you are wondering. So, bonus.
Good afternoon. It's afternoon, right? Yes, it's 12 o'clock. Of course, how can I forget that? 12 o'clock. Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, myself, Lindiwe, on this beautiful sunny Wednesday here in Cape Town. And I trust that you are blessed and enjoying yourselves wherever you are. I'm so glad to be here.
So glad to be here indeed on the first Wednesday of the third month of 2021, which is the 3rd of March, the third day.
Third month, the third
of March, 2021. And what better way to start the month, Lindiwe, you know, hearing and getting the word from the Lord. I don't know, I was just thinking to myself, just preparing and coming to the show today, that which one would you prefer, you know, living your life, walking each and every day, trying to find your way, or would you prefer to hear the Lord speaking to you directly?
Of course. I mean, it's obvious. I'll choose the latter one. Hearing what God has, you know, to say to me. I mean, the Word of God is... I need the Word of God. What else could I ask or seek for? I'll definitely choose the latter one.
Indeed. What else could you ask for? What else could you seek for? And Lindy, I've got a solution for you today, because today we have Prophet Richard Gray all the way from International Christian Center in Pietermaritzburg. As it's our custom, as is our tradition, that the first Wednesday of every month, we want to hear what God has in store for us for that particular month. So we have him on the line after this beautiful song by Kara, Sweet Jesus. Be blessed. That was Sweet Jesus by Kara on the Father's Love Show with Bongani and Lindiwe on this beautiful sunny Wednesday in Cape Town. And I trust that wherever you are also blessed and you are experiencing a very good weather. If not, if you think it's not a good weather, that's the best you can have. Just celebrate the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah, as I was listening to this song, you know, it was reminding me of a song that we used to sing when we were younger. That says, Sweet Jesus. I'm not going to sing, of course. Sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. You are brighter than the morning star. Indeed, when you have Jesus,
He brightens your life.
More the air,
irrespective of the weather that you have.
Exactly.
I see what you're doing right there. As we promised, we never lie, because you are made in the image of God and after his likeness. And God is not a man that he should lie, neither is the son of man that he should repent. Mm-hmm. Whatsoever the Lord has promised, that he also keeps. And guess what? As Christ is in heaven, so are we on earth.
That's
as we have
right.
promised you, we never lie. We always have Prophet Richard Gray all the way from International Christian Center in Pietermaritzburg, KwaZulu-Natal, the only province with the surname, you know, to start us off in a month.
A new month and a fresh word from the Lord.
Amen. Prophet, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. Good to be back again. The time goes so quickly. You don't realize how fast it is.
Yeah.
It just shows you how fast time is going.
Indeed. Indeed. Prophet, as it's our tradition and our custom, you know, on this show, that every, you know, first Wednesday of every month, we have you with us to come and share what God has laid in your heart concerning our lives for such a time as this, so that we can be ready, you know, and prepare ourselves accordingly to what God has for us. And child of God, if you want to join in on the conversation, or you want to ask questions, you want to comment or prayer request, whatever it is that you want to communicate with us, you can send us a WhatsApp message on 081-7291-657. Or you can just go into our Facebook page and type in your comment right there. And, you know, let's have a conversation. Let's talk, people. Prophet, take it away.
Okay, well, you reminded me. Let me just start off. You know that today is the third day of the third month.
Yes, sir.
And 2021 is 21 is divisible by 3 sevens. Seven is God's perfect number for maturity, for promise coming to pass. And three is the biblical numeric. We're not talking about numerology now. It's a totally another different thing. Occult people in Satanism and New Age, they interpret numbers different to Scripture.
Yeah.
And if anyone, let me just throw this in. If anyone is interested in finding more about biblical numerics, there is a free book you can download from the internet. It's called The Seal of God by F.C. Payne. It's a profound book. It'll blow your mind. From what I understand, it's a scientist who tried to disprove the Bible. He came across the mathematical equations in the Hebrew, you know, writings and numbers, and he put together that the scriptures have a phenomenal mathematical equation in them that is nowhere else in the entire world. And then the number three, biblically speaking, is divine unity. So I believe it's a prophetic day that God wants us to, and just a scripture that goes with that, although this is not what I want to share, but I'm going to just put it down anyway. In Psalm 86 verse 11, David says, "Teach me your way, O Lord.
Amen.
I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name." And, you know, and I believe that this might sound strange to someone who's never heard this before, but to serve God properly, we are a tripart being. We are spirit, soul, and body. So there's a three as well. And we have to bring all three into unity. Your body plays a very important part in serving God. You can't do with your body what you want to. The Bible says you are not your own. Your body is not your own. It's been bought with a price and that of the blood of Jesus. So we have to unite spirit, soul, and body in that sense to serve the Lord. And so, you know, you can't just say, oh, you know, serve God with my spirit. And because, like, adultery starts off in the heart, but it's manifest in the flesh. And gluttony and things like that, so, you know, and reveling and carousing. So I thought I'd just throw that in. But what I want to encourage people today, I really feel this is quite strong in my heart.
Amen.
It's two words, and I'll see how the Lord leads me. Is what are your eyes fixed on? We're always looking at something in the natural, but I believe the way we look at the things in the natural is by how we look at in the spiritual. Paul prays for us in Ephesians 1 verse 18, and he says, "I pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened into the knowledge of God." And then he mentions three things, that you may know what the hope of your calling is among the saints, God's inheritance that you have among the saints, and God's exceeding greatness of his power that was exerted when he raised Christ from the dead in you. So if our eyes spiritually are not on Jesus, and I just feel somebody needs to hear this today, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The word author there means the originator, and finisher means he completes it. But what about the in-between? What about between the author and finisher? That's what counts. You know, Jesus said, "He that endures to the end shall be saved." So I want to encourage people. How are you looking at the perspective of the future? How are you looking at your own life? Mm. How are you looking at others? And the eyes that we need to look through is the eyes of love.
Amen.
Not the way man looks at. Mm. You know, we have this program. Obviously, I don't watch it, but I see it advertised, Love Island or something like that. And then when you see the way they advertise it, everyone's half in a nude kissing and whatever. And that's not Love Island, that's Lust Island.
Sure.
And they're supposed to come there and find a partner, but my goodness, I don't want to find a partner under in those circumstances. And so we have to look at life through the eyes of love. Now, it sounds very easy and soppy, but Jesus said, if any man love me, he'll keep my commandments. So our eyes have to be focused in line with the commandments of God. I would say the Ten Commandments start off there. You shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not lie, you shall not bear false witness. You know, then the golden rule, love your neighbor as yourself. And then it gets a bit stronger where Jesus said, pray for those that despitefully use you, bless those that curse you, love those that hate you, do good to those that revile you, you know. And if we get our eyes, spiritually speaking, focused through the commandments of God. Again, where do we find God's commandments? Only in one source, it's the scriptures.
The scriptures, amen.
I believe as a Christian, you're only as strong as you have a revelation of the word. I say this often. Sometimes I repeat myself. It's one thing having knowledge of scripture. And I'll give you an example that I always use. Bit of a tough one, but anyway. I might know that by the stripes of Jesus I am healed.
Yeah.
But when I get sick, what am I going to do?
Yeah, the first
Do I
thing.
Run to the doctor immediately, or do I have a revelation that by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed, and I stand on that word, I speak to the circumstance, speak to my body, speak to devils, remind the Lord of his promises, and refuse to go to the doctor. I know that's an extreme one, but I've just met someone. They asked me not to mention their name. Someone very close to me, let me just put it that way. Her and her husband had COVID. And they faced their way through it. 3 weeks of hardship, 3 weeks of really struggling with this. But they didn't take medication enough. And they only told me afterwards. I was a little bit upset because I could have added my praise in, you know.
Yeah.
But they said they'll share it on another day. Then I got public with it.
Yeah.
But there's an example of someone who had faith and said, I believe the scripture.
Yeah.
And I will not give this COVID glory, because everyone posts on, you know, I beat COVID and all that, and they're giving COVID a very, you know, this girl just said, this lady just said, I don't want to give COVID any more glory than what it's got.
Yeah.
And she went into a closet, got into grips with God, and overcame COVID because she had a revelation of the healing scriptures. And not only that, remember, scripture shows us who God is and what he can do.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage people again, don't fix your eyes on the circumstance. That's why Jesus rebuked his closest allies. There was no one closer to Jesus who he could trust or walk with or rely or to pass the baton on than those 12 apostles, the disciples. There was no one closer. So he was busy mentoring them. And remember in the storm, while he was sleeping, they wake him up and they say, Master, do you not care that we are perishing? I mean, as if they didn't have a revelation who was in the boat.
Yeah.
They've been told, they've been taught, they've seen so many other miracles, but they've never seen that, they never had a revelation that the Creator. Because the Bible clearly says Jesus created the world and There's many scriptures that say he's the creator, the word of God, that came in human form.
Amen.
So they never realized the creator of the very storm that was threatening Ella was in the boat. So they call him master, you know, they don't have a revelation that he's master over his creation. So their eyes were on the circumstance. Their eyes were on themselves. Their eyes were on the, because the word circumstance means circle of events. And today we are surrounded by a lot of circle of events. The COVID is one, definitely. Then people dying of it. I mean, I've had so many of my own close pastor friends that I know of, at least 10 of them have died of COVID. Shock. It's shock. Been shocking. It's been like, it's been scary for me. And so even I've been challenged to believe God daily. To give me my daily bread, which is the bread of life.
Amen.
People can catch that one. In times like these, I want to encourage people to fix their eyes on the right thing, spiritually speaking first. Go back to Ephesians chapter 1. From verse 18, and I want to say it again, Paul says, I pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened into the knowledge of Jesus. And then he gives three things that we can see, that what the hope of our calling is. What their inheritance is among the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of God's power in, with, and for us. The same power that he raised Jesus from the dead, and it goes with that one scripture. Now unto him who is able to be exceeding abundantly above all that we ask, dream, or think, and such like, and then it ends with, it says, according to the power that works in us. So we have resurrection and ascension power. We have right-hand authority power, if I can use it, that word, from the throne. You know, we're seated in the heavenlies at the right hand of God in Christ Jesus. We rule and reign from that position. So when we're on earth, we mustn't be like the disciples who looked up, as it were. We should be looking down. Heaven is God's throne. Earth is his footstool. He's got everything under control. The word foot, in the Greek, is the word basileia, where the root of the word kingdom comes from. And literally, the word kingdom, if you study the words, it means put your foot on it. Or put your foot down. It's the foundation. Kingdom means foundation. It's where your feet are. Every stone which the place of your foot will tread, God says, I'll give it to you. It's kingdom authority.
Prophet,
tread upon certain,
just a second. Let's go into a song by Cici Winans. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. It's so awesome. I'm taking notes frantically here. I'm hearing what God is saying right now. It's so beautiful. It's so wonderful. I'm so excited. I'll tell you why I'm so excited. Yes, Cici Winans, it's going to get better.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Yep, we are back live on the Father's Love Show with Bongani and Lindiwe, myself, of course. Join us in our conversation this afternoon on 0811.
No, sorry to disturb. You know why I'm laughing? Like when you say we are back with Bongani and Lindiwe, I'm just reminded of that clip of that young kid who says, I come back. My name is Tato.
Don't even go there. Right. Yeah, we are live on the Father's Love Show. And as I was saying earlier on, if you would love to join us on the conversation, just WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657. And, you know, as this song was playing, it's going to get better. Indeed, it's going to get better because we know that our Redeemer lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love the fact that Prophet Richard Gray today is talking about what are we focusing on. And I can imagine, you know, other people might think that, you know what, we are on the third month of the year. where, you know, we know what happened last year in this month, and then people might try and be, you know, get anxious, fear. So if you're going to focus on the negative, you're going to, obviously, being negative will usher in fear, anxiety, depression. But when you choose to focus on the word, when you choose to focus on Jesus, you will express life strength, because Jesus says, you know what, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
So what Prophet Richard Gray is saying to you, that whatever that you may be facing, whatever that you have gone through, it's time to change your focus.
It's time to focus on
Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
the author and the finisher of your life. If you focus on him, I'm telling you, whatever that you may be going through, you know, it will not overwhelm you. Because, and I also like the scripture, I think it's in Philippians 4. Verse 8. It says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. We are saying to you, change your focus. Start focusing on the things that are true, noble, and focus on the word. I'm telling you, you'll see your life changing. You will be transformed.
Amen. Prophet, you know, I'm busy laughing. I'm excited. There's nothing, I think you can agree with me and Lindy, that there's nothing as exciting that you hear God speak to you when you are on your own, and then you meet other people who are like-minded. They begin to speak the very same thing and confirm what God has said. You know, it was interesting, Prophet, that I wanted to talk about exactly what Lindy was saying. I mean, quoted Philippians 4 verse 8, because in the morning as I was driving to college, you know, God laid in my heart, as you know, when I'm driving, I just try and worship the Lord and be in the presence of God and just find out, you know. And he gave me also Colossians chapter 3 from verses 1 to 3. And interesting that you are saying we need to fix, God is saying, let's fix our eyes on him. Let's fix our eyes on the word of God. Let's fix our eyes. And this morning also, you know, at college during devotion, they were sharing on communion, you know, Stefan was sharing on the story wherein the children of Israel were bitten by snakes. And God said to Moses, he must make a copy of that snake and put it on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
So that whenever they are bitten by the snakes on the ground, they must just fix their eyes there and they're going to be healed. And let me just quickly read before I hand over to you, while I was so excited. That's what was exciting me. That's why I was so happy. I mean, Colossians 3, verse 1 to 3, I'm reading it in the NLT. It says, since you have been raised to a new life with Christ, set your sight on the realities of heaven where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. And it says, think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. And immediately, Lindy quotes Philippians 4 verse 8, you know, whatever things are noble, whatever things of praiseworthy, think of those things. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God.
Beautiful.
That for me just seals it, Prophet.
That's
it
beautiful.
Takes away all the fear. It takes away all the anxiety. You know, of knowing that, you know what, my real life is hidden with Christ. Exactly what you were saying, know, it's all about the knowledge. You said you are only as strong as your knowledge of Scripture. And we need the revelation knowledge of the Scripture. We need the revelation knowledge of who Christ is. And you rightly put it that the Word is Christ himself. Nothing was made that was made without him. And at some point, Jesus asked a question to his disciples, who do people say that I am? And after they've answered, he says, no, okay, I understand what other people are saying, but what is your revelation of me? You know, and you've put it rightly so as well before we close, that Jesus is in the boat with us. You know, you must just know who is with you.
Amen.
And you must know what he's capable of doing.
Hallelujah.
By the way, I'm not a guest today.
Yeah,
Prophet
please.
Gray is. Take it away, sir.
Well, interesting to couple with that. You know, if you do a word study on Philippians 4 verse 8, where it says, think on these things.
Yeah.
Mm.
That word think, when you study it through, it means to become and then to be those things that you, we always say you got to think of. And that's back to the word where our highest call in life as a Christian.
Amen.
You're not a prophet, it's not a teacher, it's not a pastor, it's to be conformed to the image of God's Son.
Amen.
And it's only by getting the Word of God into you. You know, I've just launched my prophetic academy, and I'm quite amazed. We've done our first assignment now, and most of the people on the course are been Christians for a very long time. And from the first, just the orientation, the first four lessons, they all have almost said the exact same thing, that they never realized how important it was to know Scripture and live out the Scriptures. And that's a stickler for me. I'm a stickler for when it comes to reminding people, know the Word, know the Scriptures, read the Bible, because if you want to know who Jesus is, how to look at Jesus, there's only one way, there's only one source. And it's interesting, the Scripture says, He's the author and finisher of our faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, when I come back to the earth, will I really find faith, those who are strong in the Word? That's really what He's saying. Because the source of faith is a Scripture. If you want faith for healing, go locate the Scriptures. If you want faith for finances, locate the Scripture and the promises. If you want faith for how to forgive, you've got to go according to the Scripture. When I see a Christian's life is like a railway line. You've got two big metal, you know, rails. The one I always look at it is God, and we have to link our line and our life with God. If you take two lines, and the one can just be a 0.01% out, you won't see it immediately, but in eternity you will see it will bend and it will start going away from the original line. So the only way we can line up with Jesus is to line up with the Scripture.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says God's Word is a lamp to our feet. It shows us exactly where to go immediately, and it's a light to our path. It shows us ahead. And God's Word is vital for us. So, you know, that to me is the ultimate. That's how you look to Jesus, through the Scripture.
Amen.
Amen.
Said the Word of God is vital. I always say that the very essence of our existence is the Word of God. I mean, the Bible says that nothing was made that was made without the Word.
Meaning,
we owe our existence to the Word, and to sustain our lives, it's only by the Word. So
that's
the only thing that we need to do is to go into the Word and find, you know, all the answers that we need to our everyday living.
It's so important. Absolutely.
No wonder the Bible says, "Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Jehovah." So our sustenance is the Word. So basically, God is taking us to the Word in this month and saying, let's fix our eyes on the Word. Forget about whatever, you know, it's being said out there, the statistics. It's fact. It's fact. But there is truth, and the truth is the Word of God. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So
the word is the way, the truth.
Exactly. The Word is the way, the truth, and the life. I think that's what God is calling us into. He's calling us back to the original calling. I'm glad that you raised it, that, you know, we're not called to be prophets, to be apostles, to be teachers. Those are gifts, but our calling is to come into the fellowship of Christ, and so that we conform to His image and to His likeness. Wow, that's so beautiful.
And you know, Pastor Bongo, I'm sorry to interrupt, but it goes with the theme of the Father's heart. Back to what I said earlier, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. But if anyone loves me, he'll keep my commandments. So love has to do with obeying God's word, His commandments.
Amen.
And that's the Father's love, getting into your heart. And love never fails. If you walk by love, which is the word, I believe, the Amen. Commandments. You can never fail.
Mm.
And faith works by love. So you're on your way to 100% supernatural success.
Amen, amen. Here's Musibi, a Yahweh Jehovah.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Indeed, this is the Father's Love Show with Bongani and Lindiwe on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM, your daily companion. We are having to leave you and love you, unfortunately, because of time. Prophet Gray, your final words, sir.
Can I just quickly pray for everybody?
Amen. Amen.
Father, I just pray as we've heard that you said, Father, we must look to you, Jesus. And I pray for our listeners today that they would look to you, Father. And they have the power to speak the truth in love, because you said we must be the truth. And Lord Jesus, it was recorded of you that you both began to do, then to speak. And even as you prayed for us in John 17:17, you said, Lord, that we would be sanctified by the truth. Your word is truth.
Amen.
And Father, we speak out from who we are like Jesus. That's why his words were supernatural. And Father, the word says the scriptures cannot be broken. Therefore, if we have the scriptures in our lives, we cannot be broken. That's why they didn't break Jesus' bones on Calvary, because they represented the word. God's word is as a marrow to help to our flesh and marrow to our bones. And Joseph's bones were taken from bondage to the promised land. And Lord, you said if we know the truth, which is your word, then the truth will set us free. And I pray, Lord, for wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, and revelation to every listener, that they would have a revelation of your word. It would be illuminated to their hearts and their minds, and that they would unite their hearts to fear you, align themselves up, spirit, soul, and body, Father, to serve you. And then you said when we do that, all these things will be added to us as we seek you and your kingdom and your righteousness. I pray peace upon everyone for this month and for the rest of this year in Jesus' name and by your blood, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Prophet, thank you so very much for listening to God and being obedient and sharing the word of God and from the heart of God for us for this particular month. And we pray that may God continue to bless you and increase you in everything that you do for the kingdom.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. It's my privilege, pleasure.
Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon. And, you know, Saints, be sure to tune in on Facebook tonight. Richard Gray. Don't forget, it's the account where he's wearing a green shirt. So tune in and tune in and watch at 5 p.m., isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it's back to 5. Yeah,
at 5 p.m. on Facebook Live. So join Prophet Richard Gray. God bless you, Sianna. Regards to Prophet Deb there.
I will do that. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye.
Lindio.
Yep.
There you have it for the day. That's it for the day. And I'm glad that God is calling us to himself once again. He's saying we should go into the word and discover the solutions that we need challenges.
I love the fact that when you go into the scripture will reveal Christ. Not only Christ of God, but it will also reveal who you are.
Amen.
So when we're looking unto Jesus, you know, we can only look unto him when we go into the Word.
Amen.
That we may find out who we are. Even in the midst of the season that we are living in, it's very important to know who you are, so that nothing should be able to move or shake you, you know, and discourage you. Yeah, all those things.
Amen. So let's come into fellowship with God. Let's come into fellowship with the Master through his word, so that we can find out what God is saying. Because most of the time we begin to ask questions that are untoward. Where are you, Lord? What are you doing? And all of that. You know, God has always been where God has always been.
He promised he will never leave.
He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He'll watch us till the end of the age.
God
loves you. We love you. This is the Father's Love Show with Bongani and Lindiwe. And we're signing out. And yes, Tasha Cobbs after this saying grace. Don't forget, Gilmore is coming up with Lief Stale. So please sit back,
relax. Don't change the dial.
Don't change the dial. Enjoy.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye.
See you next time, next week.
Same place.
Same place.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.